In this blog post, we explore a Lightning event and a component that displays user notifications, toasts, and modals. We'll share best practices and sample code for each of these components. Toasts. Toasts are the simplest form of notification a developer can use to display a notification dynamically. They are used to provide basic user feedback with a limited amount of text. If the text is too long, consider using a modal. Unless set to sticky mode, they're displayed for a limited duration and don't block user interactions. In Lightning experience, Salesforce One, and Lightning communities, you aren't required to directly inject the toast component markup in your code. Instead, you can fire a force show toast, documentation, application event. The One.app container handles this event and takes care of the markup, placement, and animation of the toast so that you can focus on the content itself. You simply fire the event from your component's controller or helper. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Toasts displayed by firing the force show toast event are displayed above all content at the top center of the screen. Stack up to display up to 3 toasts. Don't support HTML at all. Characters are escaped only support links when a message template is specified. Check the documentation for more details. Feel free to try it out with this sample gist. Modals. Modals are a more advanced way of interacting with users. Unlike toasts, modals focus user interactions by applying an overlay over the screen. Modals are more versatile as they can display a long message, act as a confirmation dialog, capture data with a form, or display a loading message such as file upload progress. When using modals, consider these UX best practices. Avoid displaying a series of modals. Don't use a modal to display a success message, use a toast instead. When displaying long content in a modal, add a vertical scroll bar to the modal's body, the modal footer and its buttons must be kept visible. Modals come up with several configuration options: optional header and footer, optional close icon, extra wide body, and so on. But these require more code as there's no base Lightning component available out of the box for now. That's subject to change, forward-looking statement, in winter 18 according to our Lightning component roadmap. As a convenience, I've built an open source such a Lightning modal component, AppExchange listing, GitHub repository, that you can freely reuse in your projects. This means that you're no longer required to rebuild the modal markup and logic each time you need one. This component can be declared via the following markup. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Then, it's displayed with this line of code in your component's controller or helper. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. As an alternative to declaring the modal with markup, you can create the modal dynamically with this JavaScript code. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Conclusion. You now have a better understanding of displaying user notifications using a Lightning component framework. Toasts are the simplest form of notification for a limited amount of text. Modals can display a long message, act as a confirmation dialog, capture data with a form, or display a loading message. I provided sample code for each of these components for you to explore. You now have the tools and knowledge that enable you to display the right type of user notifications from your custom Lightning components. Remember to keep an eye out for the Lightning component roadmap as 2 user feedback components are coming up in winter 18, forward-looking statement, Lightning modal and Lightning notifications. Resources. Lightning force show toast event. Documentation. Sample code. Lightning modal component. AppExchange listing. Source and sample code.